There are medical afflictions whose names make them sound basic and simple, but their specifics and variations are really nothing to dismiss. Just ask those who suffer from those not easy for them to dismiss conditions. An example, when you look, you might be thinking that you're seeing a case of hives. In fact, that person might be dealing with chronic idiopathic urticaria. My next guest is with us to share her personal experience with this affliction, and she's joined by a medical expert to detail the approach medicine is taking for treatment. We say hello to Vicki Lawrence and Dr. Anita Ogden. How are you today, ladies?
We're good. How are you doing?
Great to have you both here. Two websites to learn more about chronic idiopathic urticaria. Am I pronouncing that correctly, doctor?
Yeah,
you're doing a good job.
Very good job. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
And I don't even have the conditions. That's a positive. CIUNU.com. And for more about Vicki Lawrence, VickiLawrence.com. Vicki, talk about this condition, because as I said, if you say to someone, I got the hives, well, you know, so do a bunch of people. But when it comes to CIU, there's a million and a half people who are taking hives to a whole new degree.
Yeah, it's kind of a little known form of chronic hives. Chronic meaning that it's lasted for 6 or more weeks. Idiopathic meaning the doctor can't tell you why you're breaking out. And urticaria is a fancy doctor word for hives. I broke out in hives about 8 years ago, and my allergist said almost everybody breaks out in hives at some point in their lives. We'll get it under control. You won't think about it anymore. Well, 6 weeks went by, and I was still breaking out, and nothing was working. And he said, I'm going to diagnose you with chronic idiopathic urticaria. I was really fortunate that he was familiar with the condition. And we have been well able to manage my hives. I haven't seen a hive in quite a number of years. But a few years ago, I had an opportunity to put my story and my face on this website, CIUNU.com, which is an educational program for people who think they might have CIU, who have been looking for answers and haven't been able to find them. So you can see my whole story on there. There are great downloadable materials that will encourage you to track your hives and take pictures, and will encourage you to get to an allergist that's familiar with the condition, and hopefully the two of you can get those hives under control.
Dr. Ogden, as far as CIU versus more traditional, less intense hives, are there any differences as far as what the triggers are, who's more susceptible and who isn't?
That's a really great question. And really the hallmark of CIU is that there are no identifiable causes. So these are severely itchy hives that wax and wane for 6 weeks or more, and when you can't find the reason. And typically with allergic hives, people think, I was around a cat or a dog or I ate a certain food and I had hives. CIU doesn't act like that. And by the time a patient comes to an allergist's office, they've actually gone through this exhaustive process of cutting things out of their lives, like food and detergents, clothing, what have you, and they still continue to get the hives. So it's not the situation where one thing is causing the hives. And it is more common in women. Twice as many women get it, but men do too. And it also tends to occur between the ages of 20 to 40 years old. So that's a good thing to keep in mind as well as you're putting the pieces together.
Question for Vicki, as far as when you're experiencing CIU, are the rapid experiences? Is there any pace between when it happens and a resting period, I guess the medical term is?
They come and go, you know, kind of as they please. Mine started literally with the palms of my hands itching. And I remember walking downstairs and telling my husband, you need to buy a lottery ticket because my hands are itching. And fast forward to the next day when I woke up with my hands itching again. And it wasn't until later that my whole abdomen started breaking out. And I just felt like, I mean, it was incredibly itchy. And I knew I needed to get to an allergist. And, of course, you assume it's something stupid that you've done. And as I said, my allergist said almost everybody has an outbreak of hives at some point in their lives. And normally you figure out what it was, or you don't, and you get it under control and you move on. But for those of us with the chronic condition, it just kind of comes and goes as it pleases. So the nice thing is if you're on CIUNU.com, it's going to encourage you to download a tracker, you know, a symptom tracker, so that you can take pictures and keep a diary so that when you do get to the allergist who is familiar with the condition, if you're not breaking out on that day, you can say, yeah, but look, here's what has happened to me over the past week or 2 weeks or month. And then hopefully you can get to that diagnosis sooner than later.
With Vicki Lawrence and Dr. Anita Ogden about chronic idiopathic urticaria, otherwise known as really intense hives, and it could be painful and troubling and repetitive too. You can learn more at CIUNU.com, more Vicki Lawrence at VickiLawrence.com, and you'll listen to Issues and Ideas. Doctor, the way that Vicki describes CIU, it sounds like something that someone could very easily be dismissive of.
That's true. I mean, people can sort of, you know, think the casually, like, oh, that's just a hive, or that's just a rash that, you know, especially if it isn't that severe. So it may be that people spend weeks, months even, maybe even years living with this and not giving it the sort of attention that it deserves until it really gets out of hand. But with the kind of awareness that we're drawing to it through this campaign and CIUNU.com and Vicki sharing her story, we're hoping that people will be able to more readily detect when they have the symptoms of CIU.
Also, too, Dr. Genentech has developed and the FDA finally approved, I believe it's pronounced Xolair, as a treatment for CIU. They're apparently going to make it available in 75-milligram prefilled syringes, which are...
You know, there is such a process involved here, and really I found as an allergist that every patient is different, and there are different treatment and management options for everybody. So my takeaway point for people who are listening and think they have CIU, to find an allergist in your community and speak to them. Bring them your story. Allergists are really good detectives, and they'll take a very detailed history so that you and your doctor can together come up with a plan.
Certainly, because every individual is going to be an individual path for either treatment and or cures, whatever the case may be, or at least better management of whatever they're afflicted with. I just want to wrap up, Vicki, with a big congratulations for the Cool Kids, because not only have you been picked up for a full season, but doing a little reading around the web, sounds like you're pretty much a lock for a second season.
Oh, well, I hope so. That would be fun. Yeah.
It's great to have you back on TV again, the Cool Kids. That's Friday nights, 8:30 p.m. on Fox. Learn more about CIU at CIUNU.com. More about the world of Vicki Lawrence. Great career with obviously a lot more still going on, too. VickiLawrence.com. Ladies, thanks so much for the insight on what people are trying to deal with CIU. And Vicki, thank you for all these great times of entertainment and even education when you had your talk show as well. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.